So does that answer your question? He's like, what I want to know is liabilities. And I'm like, tell me your definition of liability.
Yeah. What's he trying to get to?
He gets to the favorite Doug Hubler question.
Which?
What is the rent?
Okay.
Well, sir, as you can see on this P&L that I have provided to you, the rent is right here. That
now,
is
that good or bad? So what was the seller doing during this too?
The seller was trying to go through his speech. Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh, joined as always by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, I have a fun episode for you today. I felt like you've had a rough couple weeks and you need a fun episode.
I think it's not just me. I mean, I think it's kind of gone around the office, right? I mean, I'm just taking in, I take it from everybody.
Yeah, that's...
I carry it on my shoulders. I try to take it from you. Debbie, Valerie, whoever's got the trouble, they come to me and unload. They come to my office, unload, and then leave.
That's accurate, actually. and that's why I say, you know, I mean, it does feel like we've been on a little bit of a string of some unique situations.
Yeah.
And so wanted to bring you in here today to do a topic that I know is near and dear to your heart. And that is awkward moments of buyer-seller meetings.
This should be a fun one.
It is.
Yeah.
So may I start at what prompted this to be our topic for this week?
Okay, sure.
If folks listened to the outtakes last week, I got in at the crack of 2 o'clock because I had a buyer-seller meeting on the other side of town. And then I had a late one over here.
Yeah.
And I show up to the late one on our side of town here. And I had been communicating with this buyer's wife. She had been the person that had come to me. And in the course of our research on these folks, I found out that her husband has also inquired about businesses through Apex through a different broker.
Okay. Okay.
So first thing I have to do is I have to notify my fellow broker that, hey, one of your buyers is apparently kind of connected to this deal that I'm working on. It's supposed to be for her, but he's involved. So just heads up. And my colleague was like, have at it.
Take him.
Have at it. I can't tell Christy fast enough to assign him to you. So I get to the buyer-seller meeting because I'm a professional. I get there 5 to 10 minutes before the time.
Prep time.
Get my seller sends me the text that all the employees are gone and come on in.
Yeah.
And so I send the buyer the same text of, hey, employees have all left, come on in, and, you know, stand him by the door, and only one person shows up.
The wife.
The husband. So I, like, hey, where's the missus? Yeah, this is for me. She's not involved in this. She doesn't work.
So now you're finding
okay.
out.
Well, right. Mr. Seller, this is a person that I've spoken with twice. Proceed.
And the situation's different than I expected.
Yeah. So this is a, without giving too much away from it, they help artists and art galleries and high-end people ship products.
High-end products.
High-end products, high-end clientele.
Yeah.
They will create.
Creating.
Custom packaging and for high value pieces of art and high dollar items. So kind of a specialty. And my buyer that is now not the wife, but the husband is in the trucking industry.
Okay.
So
that's not bad.
Shipping and logistics.
Okay. All right.
The issue is he's on the depot side of the trucking industry. And my seller is not on the depot side of the shipping industry. So, I mean, there is just this culture and personality mismatch from the beginning. And we proceed through the buyer seller meeting, and I can tell this thing is, boy, this thing's just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
My seller's given the spiel. This is the products we have. Here's this, here's that, you know, and I can tell that the buyer is completely uninterested right. in anything this man has to say.
Yeah.
So I look at him and I go, what do you want to get out of this meeting? And his answer was, I want to know what his liabilities are. Okay. Well, so this is going to be an asset sale. So he's going to deliver this business to you free and clear. He's going to maintain all cash. He's going to maintain his receivables. He's going to maintain his payables, and he will maintain his liabilities. So any debts that he has on this business, which he has none, by the way.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question? He's like, well, I want to know his liabilities. And I'm like, tell me your definition of liability.
Yeah. What's he trying to get to?
He gets to the favorite Doug Hubler question.
Which?
What is the rent?
Okay.
Well, sir, as you can see on this P&L that I have provided to you.
Prior. Yeah.
The rent is right here. That
now,
is.
Is that good or bad? So what was the seller doing during this too?
The seller was trying to go through his speech.
Okay.
So he had a presentation and a rehearsal. The seller is very well put together, very well
organized. Yeah.
Just very, very well put together.
Right.
Like
right.
he is. And so he had his presentation down. And this is this part of the story.
Right.
This is this part.
Show.
And I mean, this guy.
He didn't care.
You know, he's taken the papers that he brought and he's just dumping them on the, like,
okay.
just, you know how when somebody, like, sets their papers down with disgust, you know,
right.
like, just kind of like, there's, like, four pieces of paper, but he's thumping them down. And so I'm trying to move this thing along. And I'm pretty sure that my seller had recognized that this wasn't going to be a great fit, but he had his presentation.
Right. He wanted to get
by
through
golly,
it.
He was going to get through that presentation.
Practiced it.
He had put effort into practicing this presentation, and he was going to get through it.
Yeah.
We finally painfully get through the presentation. We're standing in the back of the store awkwardly. And I'm like, well, let me walk you out. Get out. And this is one of those places where it's got the store and it's kind of got a separate, like, waiting area type place.
Mm-hmm.
So seller had kind of stayed back. And I'm talking to the buyer. And I was like, well, hey, you know, think about what you heard today. And, you know, if you're interested in learning more, or, you know, you want to put an offer in, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
And he looks at the P&L and he looks at me and he goes, so this is what he's taken. This is profit. There's nothing here after debt service. He's like, you get my point. And I was like, well, you could have done the math 2 days ago and told us you weren't interested. And told us you weren't interested, right? That if it's not going to cash flow after your debt service, which, by the way, was supposed to be for your wife, not the primary breadwinner of your house, you're going to come in here and take our time and for a business that you are going to take a $100,000 haircut on from your salary that you're making.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do that math ahead of time and go, hey, this thing doesn't cash flow?
Well, because, I mean, it cash flows after debt service. It's just his personal situation. It wouldn't work.
I know that you've had some stories that you've told me about. Would you mind telling me about the guys with
few.
The...
I have a few.
I'd love to hear about the... with the mics on, the guys with the jean shorts and the muscle shirts.
Okay, these guys, and if you're listening, Bill, can I say his name, Bill?
Sure.
I mean,
it's a pretty common
friends,
name.
Friends of mine, friends old of friends of mine.
Friends and, of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. So I find this business interested in selling, and it is a modeling agency. Very profitable, local business, been around for a long time. They were very interested in taking a look at it, so I set up an appointment to meet at the modeling agency.
Let me jump in real quick. Just a background on these buyers. I am familiar with them.
Yes.
And they are cash flow buyers, industry agnostic.
Sure. Right.
Their whole thing is, what's the finances on the business? I want to know what the finances are. Then I'll get into the operations.
They're open to anything. Now, imagine my surprise when I'm at the modeling agency, and you mentioned your client who's very professional, put together. Imagine a modeling agency and their attire, their professionalism, they are put together, right? And my clients showed up and jean shorts. No, cutoff jean shorts and muscle tees.
They
had the muscles to show.
They do lift.
They had the muscles, and I was pretty impressed with that.
They've spent some time in the gym.
We went into the executive's office, sat down, and I honestly don't even remember the questions.
I told you it was going to be a fun episode.
I don't remember how we even got out of there or how long the meeting was. I'm sure I was sweating up a storm during this whole thing.
So at what point did you know? Did they tell you that, nah, this isn't a fit? Did the executives tell you? Was it mutual?
So
were you just like, bros?
You did the smart thing and saying, you know what? After 20 minutes, I think we're done here. Let's go on out and talk. And I kind of sat through, kind of like watching a train wreck. I wanted to see what was going to happen, how this was going to work itself out. And, you know, I think we've spent a fair amount of time there because these were cash flow buyers. They didn't really care about what everybody was wearing because when they ran the business, they were going to wear their jean shorts and muscle shirts. That's just who they are. So that did not work out well for them. The sellers decided that probably wasn't a right fit.
You also have another story about a buyer that you have tried to talk out, that you tried to talk out of not having a buyer-seller meeting.
Correct.
And tell me about this one. This is actually one of my favorite stories, too, you tell.
Well, because it's frustrating. We try to get to know our buyers, what they're looking for. We know what they've passed up. And so I have a buyer I've worked with for a while. And he's an old friend of mine, and he's looking for something very specific, something that's got some size to it, but something that he can grow quickly. So he came across one of our engagements on our website and said, hey, I'd like to find out more about this business. And I sent him the information, our CBR. And he said, yeah, this sounds like something I'd like. I said, no. This doesn't match up to what you're looking for. You're looking for something with size. This is a small staff. And, you know, you've said you need something with like at least 25 employees to start with. So he talked me into setting up a meeting with the seller. So going through the other broker in the office, arranging a meeting during business hours with the seller. Seller comes in here during the day, during his work time. And my buyer comes in, and it wasn't 5 minutes into it where he says, you know, yeah, this doesn't seem to be a right fit for me. I'm looking for something a little bigger. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sure my face was as red as your chief's shirt.
It's insulting to the seller too, right? Your business is not to the size that I need.
Right. Okay. And it is a put down. You're right. And it's also, you know, egg on my face and the other broker in it. And we try to, in our job, we're trying to qualify people so that we're not wasting people's time. I've got a seller who's running a business and he needs to focus on that. Our job is to qualify people, set up meetings for people who have serious interest where it seems to be a match. So
I have actually taken to the buyer broker meeting, inserted the step of the buyer broker meeting in between a few of my listings, in between the buyer seller meeting.
Yeah.
Especially if I have sat through, say, three or four of these things.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm just going to be 100% honest. I'm bored now. I've heard the same story. You know what? I'm not one of those people that can watch the same movie like over and over and over again. So it's like, yeah, you know what? I've already heard this story. Tell you what, I'll tell the story. But I have found, like, where I get embarrassed is when I bring a buyer to a buyer-seller meeting and they are asking questions out of the CBR.
Right.
So, Doug, tell me why you started the business. Oh, it's right here on page one. So how many employees do you have? Well, it's right here on page three. That's where I get really embarrassed.
Right.
Like I said, I know it's been a rough couple weeks for you, so I wanted to get you some laughs.
We need that periodically.
Let's send them out to the website, kcapex.com. Check out our blogs on absentee-owned businesses and any other There's so many topics out there. It really is a great place for people to start if you're kind of considering and think that there's an idea of, oh, I could be a great, this would be a great absentee business. You know, go out there and check that out. Of course, we've got some podcasts on that topic and many other topics. You can get in contact with any of the brokers. We're happy to talk to people and kind of, you know, help you out in your journey. It's really what we're here for. So until next week, if you're looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam. Yeah, I just tell people wear what you want. Like, yeah. I want people comfortable.
You send a picture of your friend and say, you can dress like this, and this would be fine.
What I do is I send a picture of the guy from 50 First Dates with Sean Austin's character with his mesh tee, fanny pack, and Oakley sunglasses. I'm like, this is minimum standard. This is what you have to adhere to.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Right.